Hillcroft Services now serves its clients in 5 buildings, 4 in Muncie and 1 in Newcastle. And Board of Directors Chair Ted Baker says the organization is still running out of room. That's why Hillcroft is buying a shell building off Walnut Street in Muncie and constructing a new headquarters.
So this in time will become the Hillcroft campus that will serve all of Muncie and the surrounding area, all of our facilities in Muncie into one campus.
The shell building, a 2-story pole barn structure, was completed in 2012 on land owned by the Muncie Redevelopment Commission. Hillcroft will buy the building, finish it, expand it, and move its workshop operations there. The organization already employs 300 people in its current workshop.
We do a lot of assembly work. We do work for Kahine. We do work for, just as a partner right here, but many, many groups within the area, Cintas and such. And a lot of the jobs we have currently are jobs that people with disabilities can do, and they're paid for. For their work. They get paychecks every other week, just like everyone else.
The organization also bought the empty land between the Shell Building and the new ABA clinic on Walnut Street. That's where it will build its new headquarters, after a capital campaign to raise the funds. The total financial commitment is expected to be $7.5 million. With the new space, Muncie Redevelopment Commission Director Todd Donetti says the organization can add up to 100 new jobs. Donetti has a personal connection to Hillcroft. His sister-in-law works there, and he says she couldn't go a day without the work she finds meaningful.
Could not go a day without it. I mean, it's she looks forward to it every day, and when she gets a day off or there's a holiday, it really messes up her schedule. So,
Hillcroft will finish construction on the shell building, floors, restrooms, a new loading dock, by the end of the year. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.